B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 11:20. It's Cuz Radio with Shunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. So, draft coming up, and very interesting as we keep thinking about, you know, from an Eagles perspective, what they're going to do. You know my plan. I will say it again. Henry Ruggs. I want speed. But to help break down some of the prospects, talk about this draft, he is a former insider inside the war room, scout for the Chicago Bears, turned agent, and he's a former Temple football player. You remember him, Andre Odom on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you say, Dre?
What's going on, my man?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. I cannot complain. Taking it one day at a time. Yeah, it's time to go, man. It's almost game day.
So how has this thing been for you? How has this affected business with the pandemic in this world that we see about teams having to do all their work remotely? I was talking to a bunch of NFL guys working in their own basements and that sort of thing. You were in that war room. Can you imagine how difficult this whole draft is?
Yeah, I could. It actually would be very challenging, only because around this time of the year is when, you know, all the front office executives, every scout, you know, everybody usually is, they're all together, you know, in their respective cities, whether it's Philly, Chicago, wherever the case. We're always really together and just kind of just setting the board and, you know, getting all the information, all the due diligence that's been done over the past year, collectively, you know, bringing it to the table, getting that draft board set, and, you know, the GM's kind of like, you know, getting in his mind who he wants to pick and things of that nature. So I can only imagine how incredibly challenging it is. But again, like anything else, they will find a way. They'll find a way to get it done. And, you know, listen, these general managers, they have an idea of who they want. You know, time is of the essence, obviously, but at the same time, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's kind of a feel thing. You know, you know what you want for your team. You know what your needs are, and you'll address them as such.
Hey, Dre, I'm curious. You know, some of the kids that you're involved in from an agent standpoint, have they told them, you know, how to be ready? Will they have a camera in their living room?
Nothing yet. That's the crazy part. Nothing yet. And it's not crazy in the sense of, like, you know, it's just different. Right.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know anything yet. No details, no specifics yet. It's one of those things where it's the first time this has ever happened. Maybe it's the last. Maybe it'll happen again. You never know, obviously. But details should be coming down the pipeline soon. But no, not as of yet, man. So I know particularly my guys, they're just, you know, still training when they can train, and they're just staying ready, you know, because you never know when camp will, you know, be launched, and they'll have to report and things like that. So the biggest thing is just to stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, I was worried, just, you know, curious to see, you know, how are they going to do it? Like, what's going to happen draft night, TV-wise?
You've
got a couple first-round kids I know you're working with, so.
Yeah, you can only imagine that it will be similar to, like, you know how the first day of the draft is, right? And, you know, where if guys don't go to the green room, they're at home with their families and things like that. So it would have to be something along those lines. I'm sure they won't have like a cameraman there, but they'll figure it out, where each prospect will have, whether it's their iPad or, you know, their PC on, and I don't know. They'll figure it out. I'm interested to see how this plays out. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting. All right. Andre Odom with us. Now an agent. By the way, if you want to follow Andre on Twitter, what's your Twitter handle?
At Andre Odom, and my Instagram is at Certified Advisor.
So I like that, Certified Advisor.
Yeah, cool. We made the switch, man. We made the switch. I love the front office, love the coaching side, but you know, I'm home. This is where I belong. Being able to, you know, help educate these young men and, you know, lead them in the right direction. That way they're able to maximize on their value and take care of their families for years to come and hopefully generations to come.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's right.
All right, so let me ask you a couple things. Mm-hmm. You study this thing. You provide unique, real unique vantage point because you were a front office guy. From the Eagles' perspective, obviously it's a rich wide receiver draft. Who do you
very
like?
Much.
And do you see a difference? Eagles draft in the 21. I want them to go up and get Henry Ruggs III, who mm-hmm. I love. Yeah. You've taken a look at those receivers. What do you think? Give me an overview.
Yeah, I mean, I'll preface my statement by saying this. It's tough for me now because I am an agent, so I'm, like, completely biased to my guys.
Right.
It's just that simple, right? But looking at it from, you know, putting on that front office hat again, you know, I love Henry Ruggs as well. Tremendous, tremendous speedster. I haven't seen a kid drop anything. Strong hands, smooth. Good route runner, extremely explosive. I think he will be a tremendous fit for our hometown, Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, I like Judy as well. I like CeeDee Lamb, too. I think this class is definitely rich at the position, but I think the most important thing is that I truly feel they don't have to reach and move up to pick one of those guys because there's so much talent at the position. I mean, they can get some guys on the back end, you know, of the second round. There's going to be third round guys there. There's a lot of receivers. And one thing we know about the receiver position is, you know, you can always find guys. It's just that simple. It's just like at the running back position. You can find guys. You know, if you have the keen eye, which guys like Andy Whitehead does have, and that's proven, I mean, they're going to be able to find some guys. But I think the most important thing, you know, for the Eagles, in my personal opinion, you know, not trying to, you know, do Andy or Howie's job is, you know, I think they just need to get the best player available at that position if they stay put. And for me, it may be taking a linebacker because I think that's one of their biggest needs right now outside of receiver.
Yeah, they definitely need linebacker. I got to tell you, and I'm on the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I look at team building, and I look at, from the bigger picture, you have a lot of money in Wentz. When you're a team, like, it's funny. If you're a team that has a good quarterback, maybe not a franchise quarterback, but mm-hmm. that's going to win with defense, running the game, spreading it around, then I might look at it different. But you have no receivers right now. You need weapons. Wentz needs weapons, and he needs speed. You saw what Tyreek Hill did. Listen, I love Mahomes. But you see what Hill did for Kansas City. And I agree with you. There's a lot of talent in that position. But those guys that you mentioned are elite talent. And if you have a franchise quarterback that doesn't have an outside threat, I'm not talking a slot guy. I'm talking a true outside threat. I think you can go get him.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to disagree or argue with that point for sure. I'm just of the belief that, you know, there's other ways to, I just don't want them to reach, right? Because obviously, yes, these guys are very talented, but I mean, we don't know how this thing's going to play out. Hey, look at guys like Tyreek Hill went, what, in the third round?
Well, you know, that's because he would have went in the first
round. He got in trouble, yeah, for sure. But I mean, you see guys like that every year. I mean, guys like AB who went in the sixth round. And he's the best wide receiver in the game, arguably, right now, and things of that nature. So, I mean, I just think they're, you know, I agree with what you're saying. You definitely need that. That's non-negotiable. But at the same time, if that's not available and you don't have the draft capital to make that move, I mean, you gotta go best player available, what you have allotted to you. You know?
I hear you.
And I'm
listen,
sure they'll figure
it out. I hear you. If you've been in those war rooms, you would not want me in a war room. I'm a pighead. I would be yelling and screaming and saying, this is what we need to do, banging my hand on the table. Let me get your expertise. Give me some sleepers. Give me some receivers you do like. And give me some guys to keep an eye out that you think for this draft, Ross.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's tough for me because I literally lock into my guys, and I don't want to.
No, I know.
You know, I'm kind of biased. I don't want to like pump up any other agents' guys or talk about any other agents' guys, things like that.
You're wearing a different hat now.
But Arizona State does have a really good receiver who I admire. I think this kid is really, really good. He should be talked about, you know, up there with the Judys and all those guys. The kid Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State, he is a tremendous talent. I think he came on.
Yeah, we heard that on the other day. Recently, he talked about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Herb's a good man.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. I'm trying to think who else do I really, really like?
You like Mims?
I like, you know what? I do. Mims is a tremendous athlete. He was out there with Mac, so I did get a chance to follow him a little bit. I think he's going to be one of those second day guys who could turn into a real guy. You know, he has a very good, he passes the look test, as we say. Tremendous athletic ability. You know, he's not, you know, Henry Ruggs, but, you know, he can go. I mean, he has some juice to him. Again, tremendous talent. He has good length, good snag ability. I think that kid's going to turn into a player as well. So, I mean, that's a guy that you can get maybe second, third round, you know? So it's some guys out there, and I'm telling you, man. There's some guys out there, and I believe, you know me, I'm biased. You know, I'm a Howie guy. You know, I'm definitely an Andy Wild guy. I'm sure and I'm confident that they will. They'll figure it out. They'll get who's the best fit for them. And I'm hoping it's one of my guys.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Andy Weidel now in place of Joe Douglas.
Yeah.
As the head of personnel, just for the audience purposes. Andy's the guy. Andy was Joe's right-hand guy, and now he takes over as Howie's chief personnel guy. Real quick, let me ask you, if you're in Miami, do you make the Burrow trade 5, 18, and 23?
It's a great question. For me personally, I would not. I would not. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I firmly believe, you got to remember, there's going to be quarterbacks. I think Miami's going to be bad for some time. I don't think they're going to be good this year, right? So they'll be back in this position again next year. You know, so is it the race for Trevor Lawrence? Is it, I mean, there's going to be another good crop of quarterbacks next year, Justin Fields. You know, he'll be right there as well with Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean, if you're Miami, you say, do I go Joe Burrow? Joe Burrow's a redshirt senior. I mean, obviously, he's had a tumultuous college career, but he finished it off in tremendous fashion, right? But when you look at these young guys like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, do you say, hey, you know what? Let me just stay put, see how this year plays out. Maybe I can, you know, hit a home run next year with one of those guys. So, I mean, that's just me, though. Because, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Justin Fields.
All right, last thing. I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. A couple guys that we should keep an eye on, any regardless of position, that you think, you know, got star written all over them.
For sure. Cam Akers is one of them, running back from Florida State. Definitely keep your eyes on him. I know he doesn't get the publicity as a lot of the other top guys.
Yeah.
I've seen Florida State, they had a tough year with the firing of, you know, their head coach and things of that nature. But, I mean, Cam is a tremendous talent as well.
I love him. He had no quarterback.
Offensive line.
None whatsoever. That's a great call. I love Cam Akers.
Yeah. And, you know, again, he's a young guy. You know, he's highly intelligent. Teams are going to love him. He did a phenomenal job at the combine, not just on the field, you know, but with meetings and things like that. So, you know, huge fan of him. Who else? I mean, A.J. Terrell's not really a sleeper. You know, he's projected to be a first rounder, but you know, I think he's gonna have a great year as well as a rookie and moving forward in his career. Kalavon Chaisson, obviously, you know, he's projected first rounder, and these are all guys that, you know, I have dealings with. So, you know, I'm biased, so I have to.
No, man, it's good stuff, man. These guys are talented guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep an eye on Cesar Ruiz as well, the center from Michigan. I'm not sure exactly where he'll fall, but he's actually a local guy. He's from Camden High School, played at IMG Academy, and, you know, went on to have a phenomenal career at Michigan. And, you know, maybe he's a top 50 player. You know, he's definitely a top 50 talent, so keep an eye on him as well. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, man. There's a lot of guys. I think the tough part this year is that, you know, when you ask about those sleeper guys, it's really tough to say because a lot of those guys didn't have a pro day. So this is going to be an unprecedented year draft-wise, I think, because you'll see the vast majority, just in my opinion, you'll see the vast majority of the draft picks this year getting drafted that were at the combine.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Sure.
You know, because a lot of the guys didn't have pro day. So a lot of the teams, other than film, you don't know how these guys move. Yeah. You don't know how truly explosive they are. You don't know how
also don't get a chance to talk to them. Like, to me, the biggest thing that worries me from a scouting standpoint is the ability to talk to these kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously one of the critical elements of this entire process. You know, however, you know, outside of that, you know, God, I mean, these front office executives, they want to see these guys move in shorts. You know, they're really infatuated with that because, I mean, it gives you an idea of, you know, how athletic or lack thereof this young guy really is. So as much as I'm not really a fan of, you know, the T-shirt and shorts process because I don't think it really equates to, you know, football, it's really a big piece of the puzzle. It's just that simple. I truly feel guys make and lose the most money, you know, at the combine or at their pro day. So, you know, that's just the business that we're in. That's the reality of it. And yes, as you alluded to, I mean, talking to these guys, getting a chance to meet with them on a top 30 visits and, you know, at the All-Star games and at the combine, at the pro days is definitely vital. But again, at the end of the day, you know, you can have a tremendous personality. You could be a great person. You could be a bad person. If you can play ball, you know, that will give you the best opportunity to, you know, make a living for yourself and for your family outside of any of the other stuff.
Trey, listen, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Good luck on your new
you
endeavor
on,
now
man.
As a big-time agent. That's awesome,
athletes,
man.
Athletes first. I have to plug the agency. Athletes first. They definitely, you know, it was a tremendous fit for me. Obviously, we know where I was before at CAA. But making the transition to Athletes First has been life-changing for me. It was the best fit for my family and I, and, you know, we're looking forward to new, amazing beginnings and great success. So we're going to keep working hard and doing what we do best, which is get to it.
I love it, brother. Listen, best of luck. Happy
Thanks
Easter
for having
to
me
you
on
and the
my
girls,
God.
All right?
Thank you, my man.
All right, brother. There he is, Andre Odom. I love Andre. Dre is a guy that started. He played football at Temple under Matt. He's a local kid from North Philly. He plays football under Matt. He was a kid that worked at Temple. He worked all over. He gets a job with the Bears in the front office. He did that for a while, and then he's made the transition to being an agent, and he's a great dude. And he knows football, man. He knows football and basketball really well, Junis.
Yeah, Andre's great. And I mean, I miss him being around the studio back in the day. He's such a nice guy, too.
Yeah, I should bring him around.
Must be nice to have an agent who's kind. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a great dude. By the way, I have a great tweet to get back to the Gene conversation.
Yes.
This is from Marcus Wright on Twitter. He says, Ben Simmons can't have the Gene because he's content with where he is. Bryce Harper, he hasn't seen enough. Carson definitely has the Gene. Joel Embiid can't even be a consideration because it seems like he only has the Gene when the fans give it to him.
Yeah, I agree. I listen, it's kind of what we said, right? You can't, in good conscience, you can't give Ben to Gene because you got to be, you can't be okay where you're at when you know you could be better.
Do you think he is content?
That's a great question. I want to say no. I don't think he's content. I think he has a deep, I think he's got a, I don't, it's not a defect, but it's, I think it's in his personality that if you tell him to do something and like that he's prideful and he's going to fight you on it.
Yeah, I think, like, he knows that he needs to be better, but I think he also knows that he can belong with what he has.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's also a say. There's something that is, like, to me, the shooting thing is something that is deeper. It's deeper. I don't, you know, I'm not a psychologist. I mean, we you know, we play one on the radio, but to me, it's deeper. If you had that kind of ability, and you know, listen, you just got to shoot it once in a while. I don't understand how it doesn't happen when I'm at practice and I see him shoot the ball, and it's not a bad shot. It really is. It's just not a bad shot.
Yeah, some with the mindset in game.
You know, I mean, I got to tell you, brother, And it's keeping him. It's keeping him from being a top five player. Now, I'm just hoping, and I know everybody goes, you know, it is what he is. I don't believe he's done blossoming as a player. I just think he needs to be pushed. I think he got pushed when Embiid was out early in the season where he had to score.
Yes, you're right.
And he responded, right?
Yeah, he was averaging like almost 20 points per game.
Exactly.
Probably more.
I was going to say that. More than that. So he's got to be pushed. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if a different voice can push him. If it's got to come from him. You know, I know Brett has tried. I mean, I know he's talked to him and the whole thing. I don't, you know. I don't know. But I believe it's inside him, and I believe it can be unlocked. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back. We got a lot of people online. I want to run through all your calls straight ahead. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you reach us. Cause Radio right here. 97.5 The Fanatic with the Tunis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.